Hello.
Yes,
Hello, this is.
Colin.
Hi. Hi, this is Will from National Opinion Survey. Is this Ms. Sullivan?
Yes.
Hi, Ms. Sullivan. Just to let you know, I'm not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions. Do you have a minute?
Sure.
Thank you so much. First of all, I need to know if you can talk safely and openly on your phone.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Does anyone in your household work for news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. Are you 18 years of age or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you very much. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances
I'll
50-50?
definitely vote.
Thank you
I'll
very much.
definitely vote.
Thank you. Next question. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white Caucasian, black African American, Hispanic Latino, Asian, Native American, mixed?
Wait.
Thank you very much. Next question. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with it?
I'm just satisfied.
Dissatisfied. Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings for some people and organizations or ideas using the scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. Moms for Liberty. 0 to 100.
Zero.
0. Thank you. Charter schools.
75.
75.
75.
Thank you. Joe Biden.
90.
90. Thank you very much. Woke culture or wokeism?
Twenty-five.
Thank you very much. The National Education Association or NEA?
95. 95.
Thank you. Public school teachers?
100.
100. Thank you very much. The U.S. Department of Education?
90.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
0.
Public schools.
100.
Thank you very much. Next question. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Thank you very much. Next, would you say that public schools are better than charter schools? Do charter schools do a better job at educating students? Public schools do much better. Public schools somewhat better. Charter schools somewhat better. Charter schools much better. Or it makes no difference?
I think public school better.
Public school much better or somewhat better?
Somewhat better.
Thank you very much. Next question. Some people view education as a means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means public school prepared them very well, 5 means public school prepared them somewhat, and 0 means public schools do not prepare students at all regarding this topic. You can use any number from 0 to 10. Number 1, be ready for a higher education like college, 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world, 0 to 10.
8.
Thank you. Compete for and get good jobs in the future global job market. 0 to 10.
9.
Thank you. Grasp the academic basics of reading, writing, and math.
10.
Thank you. Develop social skills.
6.
Thank you. Develop critical thinking skills.
6.
Thank you. Next question, and I just want to tell you that I really appreciate your time. Thank you very much. We're almost done. Will you say that your state spends just about the right amount of money, too much money, or not enough on public education?
I would like to see them spend more. They did approve more.
But so that will mean not enough?
No, okay. I mean, tell me the choices again, please.
Okay, would you say that your state spends just the right amount of money, too much or not enough on public school education? Not enough?
Not enough.
Okay, thank you. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last past 2 years?
No.
Thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory, CRT? A lot, a little, nothing at all?
More than a little, but I haven't read a lot. I mean, I've read quite a bit.
Okay, so that will be a little or in between?
In between the two. You need to have one in between. Always learn more.
Okay. As you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in kindergarten through 12th grade in public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Will you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
That CRT is about politics, yes. Agree.
So you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you very much. Next question. How much have you heard, seen, read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public schools? A lot, a little, nothing at all?
I've read a lot.
Thank you. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. A certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship. Do you agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
That's where I want to know, like, what grade are you talking about? You know, like, say the question again.
Okay,
please.
A certain amount of politics, it's unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship. Do you agree with this statement or not?
I don't agree with it. I think there should be some restriction.
Okay, so you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat.
Thank you very much. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree that they should learn
about
it.
Thank you. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree that the parents should not dictate
Okay. Do you strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay.
They should not be in there.
Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say will help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. Number one, raising the standard for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certification and licensing requirements. Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I strongly support that they should have training and education.
Thank you very much. Adding armed security guards to patrol all kindergarten through 12th grade and public schools.
I disagree strongly.
Strongly disagree.
Mm-hmm.
Strongly oppose, that will be. Teaching about American history of slavery and segregation. Do you support, somewhat support, oppose, strongly oppose?
Support. Strongly support.
Strongly support, okay. Removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics.
This is getting too long for me now. Okay, I don't believe that any book should be censored in the classroom
okay.
or the library.
Okay, so you oppose or strongly oppose?
I strongly oppose. That
thank you very much. Increasing teachers. Okay, next question is increasing teachers' pay.
I strongly agree it should be, you should increase the teacher pay.
Thank you very much. The U.S. cities have Some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for kindergarten through 12th grade public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit in public schools? Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, and strongly oppose?
I strongly support something like that. I strongly oppose what they've done in Florida, where there were good outcomes of slavery, made people stronger.
I understand. Thank you very much. Next, I'm going to read to you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it a very convincing argument, 5, it's somewhat convincing, and 0, which means it's not convincing at all. You can use any number between 0 to 10. History teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history on this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. 0 to 10.
I was getting ready for bed. I'm like, this is really getting too much now.
It's been
almost
15 minutes. Yeah, we're almost done. You can just tell me any number.
The question is so convoluted that I have trouble following what you're saying. I don't think we should whitewash history. I think students need to learn what this country did to Japanese Americans, what they did to Native Americans, what they've done to Black people.
I understand. That's exactly the question. Thank you very much. You understand it perfectly. From 0 to 10, that will be a 9 or 10?
10.
Thank you very much. Working for diverse classrooms and inclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It's also the smart move for kids of all races. Students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds. And exposure to diversity helps prepare them to navigate our increasingly diverse world, a skill that colleges and employers value. Do you agree? Do you think this is very convincing or not?
Ten. Yeah.
Thank you very much. We don't allow non-experts to yell at doctors about how to perform a surgery or at carpenters and electricians about how to build a house. It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years and even decades earning their credentials and studying their subject matter. So teachers should decide what to include in the school curriculum, not parents and certainly not politicians. 0 to 10.
It's 10.
Thank you very much. We almost done. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Thank you very much. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Do you agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you very much. I'm just going to switch the gear a little bit now. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last grade?
I have to go to 5:30 this morning.
I got three more questions. That's it.
Okay, that's it, and I'm done.
Okay, what is the last year? Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 11th grade, high school graduate, some college, vocational
college graduate.
College graduate. Thank you very much. Which of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, estate?
Retired.
Thank you very much. Are you married or unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Divorced.
Divorce. Thank you very much. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Right now, a Democrat.
Okay, strong Democrat or not so strong?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Do you have any children living with you that are 18 years of age? No.
No.
Thank you. Thank you. And you don't have any children living in your household. Do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
Not a child, but I have grandchildren.
Thank you. Do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or home school in the last 10 years?
No.
Thank you very much. Thinking about your approach to political issues, do you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Thank you very much. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever, or never?
Hardly ever.
Okay, thank you very much. For each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. Is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian? Does that apply to you? No. Doesn't apply at all. Okay.
No.
An educator such as a teacher, professor, or class A?
What?
A teacher, an educator, professor, or class A, someone, does that apply to you, someone in your household, or doesn't apply to you at all?
I'm a retired teacher.
Thank you very much. How would you describe the area?
You said three questions, and that was 10 questions ago.
This is the last one.
This
is the last one. How would you describe the area where you live at, urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you very much. That will be the end of the survey. You have a blessed night.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.